She's fine.
And I'll just give a shout out. I'm a strong proponent of free speech. I love all of the enthusiasm.
To the next question. And it is, starting with Bobby. Okay, the question is, Elk Grove has an ongoing issue with its jobs to housing balance, where most working Elk Grove residents commute to other cities for work. What is your solution for improving the jobs to housing balance?
Thank you. The jobs to housing ratio in Elk Grove is awful. We are a commuter city. So, and we need to invest in recruiting new employers to invest their dollars here in Elk Grove. It is critical to resolving the jobs to housing balance, which includes, you know, this is really distracting, just so you know. It's hard to talk over this. Sorry for the viewing audience. There's a lot of disruption here, but we will continue and persist because that's what we do. But the jobs to housing ratio is imperative, where the mayor and city council must work together to address those. Currently, we have a mayor that does not work with his colleagues. So we cannot proactively address this issue unless you work together. My commitment to you is to help solve those problems, because if we're gonna solve the massive transportation and traffic congestion that is on our roads, it requires the mayor and the city council to work together as a team for the best interest of New Elk Grove. Right now, that is not taking place. So we would love to see those jobs coming in, but it's going to take leadership and it's going to take a team to put that together. It's also going to require the Chamber of Commerce to work as an ally. Right now, the city does a great job of, provide sponsorship for these opportunities. It takes more than sponsorship, because you have a business organization here in our city whose job is not only to retain those jobs, but help attract those jobs. That relationship is not strong at all. And so I pledge to work with the Chamber of Commerce to also build that relationship of trust and collaborate in the best interest of our community. But it starts at the top. It starts with a leader who will march forward before our city in the best interest of Elk Grove and work with their council colleagues. That is not taking place, as I stated. And it also includes relationships with our region. Our regional leaders have supported me. Thank you.
So, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, if you guys can personally help us, it's really not real to you, but the amount of people that audience can exactly. So, let me stop the recording after we stop the debate. It's just, it's not helping any of you, because we can't hear you. So, if you guys can help us, we would appreciate it. If not, then we're just going to have to stop the debate. Okay? Please, thank you.
Well, I believe that there's only one person that can
Next up is Brian.